Well, good day, everyone, everywhere. Oh, hold on a second here. Make sure everything's working right first. Yes. Let's try that again. Okay, we got sound. Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and this is our live weekly prophecy reality edition. Well, today we're going to talk about a great delusion. We have a scripture verse. Let me bring that up here. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 11 and 12, "And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie." Does that sound familiar? Speaking of the last days that we're living in, "that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Well, that clarifies it quite a bit. Satan is working in the world. He has, really the days we're in, are the days that are preparing for the great day of God Almighty. There were, upon the outpouring of the sixth vial of Revelation, there were three spirits, the scripture says, like frogs, that were sent out into the earth. One came out of the mouth of the dragon, one came out of the mouth of the beast, and one came out of the mouth of the false prophet. And because people love lies more than they love the truth, for that cause, God sends them strong delusion. And we have a strong delusion in the world. I can search things like, I can search about the very recent election, and it's so obvious that the election was stolen. The facts are so clear, but there are those that have strong delusion and are selling strong delusion. And it amazes me, but I should not be surprised, that half of the population of the nation that I live in, not to mention the whole earth, happily believe the lie. They will and happily overlook the facts to believe that lie, to hold on to a strong delusion. And I don't know why they're holding on to it. Like I heard on the news that Joe Biden said, I think just recently, must have been in the last couple days, he said that brown and black people, they're not getting the vaccine quick enough because they don't know how to use the internet like white people do. I don't think he said the white people part, but that was what he was basically saying, is that even though he did say one time that poor people are as smart as white people, something like that. He's always saying wonderful things like that about people. But he says that black and brown people don't know how to use the internet. That's why they want the vaccine so bad. They just don't know how to get on the internet and sign up for it. Now, I don't know what black and brown people he's talking about, because I live in Southern California, and there are brown people all around me, and they all know how to use the internet. As a matter of fact, they can use the internet better on their phone than I can. I have a problem using the internet on my smartphone. Basically, I don't use it because I have computers and desktops all over the place, and that's what I'm used to. But the black and the brown people I know, they know how to use the internet. Joe just probably doesn't know any. Probably hasn't met any brown or black people in his basement over the last couple of years where he's been hiding. Anyway, enough about Joe and the strong delusion. And I was listening to David Knight. I like to listen to David Knight. I can't catch as much of his show live as I'd like to because I have so much work to do. And you can't watch, but you can listen. It's a great radio show. Really don't need to look at his face that much. Just like you don't need to look at my face. I'm here every day of the week, but I only decide to turn on the studio cam one day a week and do this. And I didn't send out a lot of notices today, so I don't know if I'll have many people in the chat room. Let me check out the chat room. Say hello to everyone there. Hello to the few people there. And we may have people listening on DLive or on YouTube or on, what's that other one? We're on Facebook. We have a Facebook page that we're live on until they kick us off. So anyway, so if you want to join our chat, come on over to the chat room at firstamendmentradio.net. I did put a link in the other, in DLive and the other places to the chat room that we're using. And I guess it's just because I didn't send out all those notices like I usually do before the broadcast that not very many people are here. We got Bob from PA. Do I know Bob from? I know a Bob from PA. I'm wondering if it's the same one that I know. Although I don't think he was in PA last time I saw him. Okay. So there you have it. Joe wants you to get the vaccine. David Knight does not like Donald Trump at all. I never cared for Donald Trump. I did enjoy watching his program on TV, you know, where he fired people. That was kind of fun. I didn't vote for him as president because I'm not a voter, because I believe for a long time, and I think it's been proven right, that your vote doesn't count for anything. So I really don't know if that's going to be fixed or not, especially with the great delusion out there and most and half of the people believing, probably more than half the people, because they've taken polls, and even of those that voted for Trump or the people that are registered GOP, is that, yeah, the grand old party, even... not all of them believe that the election was stolen. And, you know, just a couple facts, really, if you're not deluded, should make a lot of sense to you. Number one, President Trump, as an incumbent, had more votes than any other incumbent in the history of the United States. Well, you know, our population has been growing until just recently. I guess it's still growing slightly now. So it's not really saying a whole lot, because you should have more votes if there are more people. But the fact is, he had more votes than any other incumbent president in the United States of America, and still supposedly lost the election. But Joe Biden actually had more votes than any president in history, you know, and beat Donald Trump. Now, we're supposed to believe that, while he stayed in his basement and couldn't get even a group of 1,000 people, or probably even a couple hundred, let alone 1,000. Whereas Trump, I believe that one of the things, the reasons that they brought on the whole COVID thing and the lockdowns was to stop Trump rallies. But they couldn't stop him anyway. People showed up anyway when he had those. Now, I heard Trump, I don't know, what's he doing these days? He's not on social media anymore. He left when Twitter cut him off and didn't go anywhere else. I don't know what he's going to do about that, or if he's, I don't really, like I said, I don't really care for Trump. I like some of the things he did and some of the things he's, I like more of the things he said he was going to do and some of the things that he actually did. And he certainly was. I mean, if I was a voter, I would have voted for Trump. Because when you put him up against Hillary Clinton or Beijing Joe, Beijing Joe, the choice is clear. And it's not really about Trump. It's about the truth, and it's about being against the establishment. So, and then I kind of wonder, because I kind of believed, I wanted to believe, and I still could believe that Trump meant well and really wanted to do well, but he was stopped at every turn. And I have this article here. It's in my inbox here. Let me find it. I have it starred here someplace. And this is from Chuck Baldwin. I'm signed up for his newsletter here. And where did it go? Oh, here it is right here. And his article is called The Top 10 Most Evil People in 2020. And I thought, well, you know, this ought to be good, right? This ought to be really good. So, let me see if I can put this up here. Yeah. What's the deal with my... Yes, I'm having a problem with my camera set up today for some reason. You can see it's kind of fuzzy there. But anyway, the top 10 most evil people in 2020 by Chuck Baldwin. So I thought, well, this ought to be interesting. And, you know, kind of agree with him on some of these things. And I'm not going to read all that. I'm just going to get to the list. And, that is the list. There's no pictures here or anything. I thought maybe I could see this online. There's no place to view this. But anyway, number one, he says, the scope of their evil influence, these are the criteria, the scope of their evil influence, which is largely determined by virtue of the positions they occupy, a more powerful office lends itself to much greater calamity from their evil decisions. So that's his first criteria. His second is a continuation of their wickedness over a period of time. While even good, well-intentioned people can make mistakes that lead to dire consequences, the people on this list have a track record of perpetual evil. So, and anyway, so I'm going to get to it. He says Bill Gates is his number one choice for the most evil. And you know, while I agree that Bill Gates is the most evil, and I guess maybe the person in 2021 in the forefront who has poured out more evil on the earth than any other man, we would have Bill Gates as that guy. Yeah, Bill Gates. The evil inflicted upon the world by this monster, and I agree, he is a monster. He is one of the, you know, you've heard of lockstep. He's one of the lockstep monsters. Boy. The evil inflicted upon the world by this lockstep monster is incalculable. His obsession with eugenics and vaccinations that use dangerous and experimental drugs borders on insanity. Is it insanity? Well, it's insanely evil, I'll admit. People are dropping like flies. I mean, you know, I think the average age of people who die from getting the vaccine, who have died, and it's been over 1,000, I believe, in the U.S. alone, since they rolled it out in what? When did they roll this thing out? A month ago? A little more than a month? 5 weeks ago or something? Yeah, in 5 weeks, that many people died. Now, if that many people died from the flu in 5 weeks, from COVID-21 or 19, like we're using a two-year-old flu here, they would be crying, you know, murder or whatever, which is what they did last year. And then they say, you know, because they rolled every death that they possibly could over the last year into the COVID statistics, and the flu disappeared. So we found the cure for the flu is COVID-19. Yeah. So anyway, Bill Gates admittedly stated in one of his TED Talks that we do a really good job, meaning he meant by himself and his cohorts, if we do a really good job with vaccines, we can bring the population of the earth down by 10%. But I think he really meant to 10%. Because that's his real goal, is to get the population of the earth down to 10% of what it is today. Yeah. COVID, mRNA is not a vaccine, but unless you are the virus. There it is. There you have it. It's not a vaccine unless we are the virus. Gates is truly, I love what he says here about it. Gates' devilish infatuation with pharmaceuticals. He's neither a doctor or a scientist, just in case you're deluded into believing that he is, or hanging your knowledge on every word this man says, like half of the world does, amazingly. His devilish infatuation with pharmaceuticals makes him a glaring symbol of the Babylonian beastie system found in Revelation 18. He's part of it. He worships the Antichrist, his image, and the beast. He's a worshiper of all of it, of everything evil. And by the way, he is a member of the Antichrist church. So the Greek word used in describing the tools of the Antichrist symbol in that chapter is pharmakia. Yeah, from where we get the word pharmaceutical. Is it starting to make sense to you now? Yeah. And to believe that the Bible foretold this 2,000 years in advance. Yeah. The King James translators from the 16th century used the word sorceries for pharmakia or pharmaceutical witchcraft, okay? They use sorceries. So Gates is truly a modern Antichrist sorcerer. Yeah, along with his father, the devil, he hates mankind. And they're even teaching children, little children in the public fool system, that mankind is the problem. And, mankind is the virus. So who would take a virus? You would have to be part of a great delusion to take a virus, to take a vaccine that is developed by a man who wants to kill 90% of the people on Earth. Of course, for the good of the Earth. Not for the good of humanity, for the good of the Earth. Because, see, Satan hates mankind because mankind was made in the image of God, and Satan hates God. That's like a 2 + 2 = 4. It's that simple. Gates' vaccine experiments are documented to have killed thousands of people all across the world. And this is a fact. You can look it up yourself. Of course, fact checkers might fact check you because they say, well, we don't like these facts. Yeah, we have other facts you need. We have other commentary and opinions we want you to look at, because you can't believe facts for what they say. You have to believe our opinion about facts. That's right. So they have to fact check everything. They have to check your facts to see if they're in line with their opinion or the delusion, we should say. So he's documented to have killed thousands of people across the world. His extreme wealth, which is used to manipulate governments, corrupt medical establishments, and inflict death and destruction on a global scale, easily puts him in the number one spot on our list as one of the most evil people for 2021. Okay? Or 2020, I mean. We're going back for last year. He says, I strongly urge readers to read Robert Kennedy Jr.'s in-depth research into the evil experiments of Bill Gates. And yes, everyone should be signed up for Robert Kennedy's website. What is it? Children's Health something or other. I'm on his mailing list. A lot of good articles there. I think if we're going to have a hero today, one of our heroes would definitely be Robert Kennedy Jr. Absolutely. No doubt about it. One of our heroes. If I had to have a heroes list, the heroes of 2020, Robert Kennedy Jr. would be on that list. Yeah, I'm afraid. But if he ran for president, he'd probably easily win, even though he has a speech impediment. But he speaks well enough, if you can get by his speech impediment, that makes him not so politically astute, I should say. But yeah, definitely one of my heroes for the work that he's doing. Number two, yes. Everybody's Anthony Fauci, everybody's favorite doctor on the whole planet, the highest paid member of the federal government, the highest salaried member of the federal government, over the president and everyone else, is number two, Anthony Fauci. Yes. Yes. Anthony Heil Hitler Fauci is Gates' evil little toady, he says. Between them, they mastermind the biggest hoax in world history, a hoax that is being used to enslave the entire free world. But believe me, they didn't mastermind this together. They have a very evil shadow government that works for the Antichrist behind them. They are simply taking orders, believe it or not. And you know, the Antichrist, who controls the monetary system of the world, he, of course, make sure that those that are doing what pleases him, see, this works much better than an overt reign of the earth, like which the Antichrist ruled the world for 1260 years of antiquity. Yeah, because the Antichrist ruled the Western Europe for 1260 years, overtly, killing heretics and people that wouldn't go along. But boy, today, him and the shadow government that developed out of the after the through the Counter Reformation, man, they have it down now. They control the monetary systems of the world. They control education. They control governments. They are everywhere, everywhere, and they don't rule overtly. You know, it's, people will marvel when they see the beast that was. It was 1260 years. It was, is not. Yet is. Now it's that is not yet is part that has people thrown for a loop. Because we know it ruled for 1260 years. It was. There's no doubt about that. In history it was. Even though it's hiding its history from everyone. But the history is there for the if you want to look for it. You know, it's there. I spent plenty of time looking at history. I have no delusion about what has happened and what is happening. But that's, it's that is part, was and is not yet is part. The is not and yet is part is the part that gives people a problem, because the Antichrist rules the world vicariously. Yeah. See, he has layer upon layer of plausible deniability. And when you tell people who the Antichrist is, oh no, because they've been indoctrinated, you know, especially evangelicals. They've been told, you can't know who the Antichrist is, and because he's not going to be revealed until you're raptured off the earth. So you've got nothing to worry about. Yeah, that's Counter-Reformation eschatology. To deflect people from seeing and to deflect the accusation of the Reformation fathers that the man of sin was sitting on a throne in the Vatican. It's a line of men, just as the man of God is a character of men throughout the ages. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust, I will not be afraid. Behold, God is my strength.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today. so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. I'm Nicholas Arthur, and this is a live Prophecy Reality Edition. Studio cam's on. Come on over to the chat room at firstamendmentradio.net if you can, and join the conversation. Otherwise, just keep listening. We're talking about Chuck Baldwin's list of the 10 most evil people of the year 2020. And this list, yes, we got to Anthony Fauci, which is number two, Bill Gates, number one, and he's talking about people that had the most evil influence in the world in the year 2020, not necessarily the most evil people. So he got to Anthony Fauci, number two. He quotes Robert Kennedy Jr. He says, "The global lockdowns that Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci helped orchestrate and cheerlead have bankrupted more than 100,000 businesses in the U.S. alone and plunged a billion people into poverty and deadly food insecurity that, among other devastating harms, kills 10,000 African children monthly." Now, I don't think that Robert Kennedy needs to lie or exaggerate about anything. So, okay. He has number three, big tech CEOs. Well, that's not a person, but I guess I'll give it to him. He says, "I'm talking about men such as Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey at Twitter. the modern-day equivalents of Germany's Paul Joseph Goebbels, with the help of rich Zionists and politicians in Washington, D.C. These men have created communication monopolies that are in the process of eviscerating the freedom of speech. Number four, he has the mainstream media. He probably ought to roll all those together as one person, basically. Of course, doing the bidding, of course, of the Antichrist. Yeah, see, you can see why this is the most unpopular broadcast on anywhere, because we keep mentioning the Antichrist as if he's alive and well and ruling the world. And of course, even in Christendom, that's not acceptable, because the Antichrist will not be revealed until the rapture and the Holy Spirit are taken out of the way. Of course, you can't find that in the Bible, but you can find it in a lot of books about, of course, counter-reformation dispensationalism. And I'm going to add counter-reformation before dispensational futurism, because that's where it came from. And you can read all about it. I wrote a book here. It's called Reform Prophecy Interpretation, An Apology for Reform Premillennial Historicism in the 21st Century. So you might want to check that book out if you have a chance. Also this week, I started Monday, we're airing The History of the Waldenses, which I've done in an audible form. And so I'm playing those throughout this week, the next week. I think I'm going to run through it once, then I'm going to rerun it again, because it's hard. It's a lot to take in, and worth listening to several times. I've read the book several times, and so doing this audible version on this time, on my third time for you and all the listeners out there. Nobody's paying me to do this. I don't know if I might put it up on Audible, on Amazon later, maybe get some revenue out of it. But believe me, there's no getting rich doing anything that I'm doing here. And I hate begging for money. All of you know how much time I spend begging for money. Like 99% of the time I'm on the air here, you know I'm actually asking you for money. Seriously. But anyway, so those of you that have read the book, because I know that, you know, a couple thousand copies have been sold. That's not a large amount of copies, actually, and it's not very much money. But anyway, a couple thousand copies have been sold on Amazon and Lulu and in Audible and whatever forms I have out there. Not one person has put a review up on Amazon yet. So I'm waiting for, I think maybe all the reviews will start rolling in all at once. So anyway, you can always change or update your review later if you change your mind. give me a review on the first chapter, and you can come back later if you're disappointed after that and leave a bad review. But anyway, I'd appreciate that. Okay, let's get back to our list here of the 10 most evil people of 2020. And we got through the big tech CEOs, mainstream media. On the whole, and with very few exceptions, the mainstream media in America is controlled by the Antichrist. Come on, Chuck, get it right. Even Chuck doesn't even know who the Antichrist is, apparently, because he's still worried about the Zionists. You know, the papal court Jews. See, that's one layer of plausible deniability of the Antichrist. He has all these front groups for people to point at anything, you know, because he remembers what happened last time the world pointed at the throne, the seat of the Antichrist, and judgment came down upon him. Yeah, he doesn't want that to happen again. See, him and his shadow government are very clever. They learn from history. We're not going to go out there in front. We're going to have layer upon layer of plausible deniability. You know, and I've gone through the shadow government that works for the Antichrist. You can look that up on my website. I believe that's even, I even have an audio or audio list on YouTube or something called The Shadow Government That Works for the Antichrist. And going over their shadow government document their secret rules that they developed over 500 years ago for their organization, the organization of the Antichrist army, right, to rule the world. And they followed those rules. See, if you read those rules, wow, these are diabolical. If they actually followed those rules over the last 500 years, well, you can see why how they easily have the whole world at this time under their control and sway. How they easily, over the last couple hundred years, took over the monetary systems of the whole world. Yeah. The last great prize for them was the Federal Reserve coup of the U.S. Treasury in 1913. And now look where it's gone from there. We started out as a country that the Antichrist hated, had to do something about. And we talked about that before. Another series you might be interested in, which we're putting up on BitChute at this time. So you can go to our BitChute channel there, First Amendment Radio BitChute channel. But and that is Rulers of Evil, and Tom Fress going through that book. Very interesting. But I believe we started that one last week. So you can catch up pretty easily on it. Also on my Bible studies page, I have a list of resources there. And there's a PDF of Rulers of Evil, which you should read this book. And this is a book you'll want to read again after you digest it a little while, you know. You want to go back for more. Because I've read it more than two times. And I'm going to probably read it again. I don't agree with everything that the author says in it, but the premise of the most part of the first 80, 90% of the book, I'm right on board with it. I have no reason to doubt it. Although the book has been banned, you can't even buy a copy. I believe there's a few copies on eBay for $175 or something like that. Yeah, pretty expensive. So get the PDF and read it. It's out there on the internet. It can be found. But, of course, F. Tupper Saucy, the author, is dead. And with him, the publication of his book, like I said, is not available. You can't buy it on Amazon or anywhere else. Except eBay for, you know, like I said, $175 if you want a copy of that. Anyway, let's move on our list here. He goes on to number 5, King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud and Prince Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud. Okay, well, this is an anti-Zionist thing that, because he's a big anti-Zionist. He's all hooked up into that layer of plausible deniability put forward by the Antichrist. Because the Antichrist has a lot of evil people working for him, no doubt about it. He has a lot of fronts out there where people can focus before they, you know, because you got to dig down a few layers before you start to see the truth. Or you could just believe the Bible. You know, it said that the Antichrist would rule the world at the end before Jesus returns, and that he would require everyone to receive a mark, to receive an identification, and that identifies them as belonging to the Antichrist, the beast, or its image. Yeah, in order to buy or sell. And we go, the mark of the beast is what the scripture calls it. And yeah, most people have a mark of a beast government, of a government that allows them to buy and sell. Is it the? No, the is coming. That's what this is all about. The Great Reset, the 2030 Agenda. And that's why I'm calling my broadcast here, is the 2030 March to the Mark of the Beast. Day, whatever it is, since they started the lockdowns. Yeah. But the lockstep monsters and everyone that's in lockstep with it are part of lockstep. Have you figured it out yet? For the Antichrist. And the last prize for him to destroy is the liberties that existed, the last bastion of liberty. And that is America. Yeah. And that is the liberties that we have here. Doing a pretty good job. Anyway, so I'm not going to spend any time on King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud and Yeah, or Benjamin Netanyahu, the Zionist Israeli over there. Just another, you know, papal court coadjutors, you know. That's all they are. Gee, I haven't asked for any calls, so I'm not really taking any calls. Thank you. Anyway, okay, because I'm on a roll here. Let me roll. So he goes, Netanyahu is a mass murderer and a war criminal. He may be, may not be. I don't know. He's a small bit player on the world stage, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, him and King Salman Abu Dhabi over there in Saudi Arabia. Sorry, I massacred his name. I know it. I just don't have the patience to learn some of these names, especially you start getting into 10 or 12 syllables. Gets a little nauseating. But anyway, so over 5 million Palestinians have been murdered by the Israeli Defense Forces. 5 million? I guess they're just getting back. Was it 5? Wasn't that the number they used for the Holocaust? 5 million? Interesting. Okay, so we're going to move on. And finally, we get to number 7. Joe Biden. The puppet. Not the puppet master. But Joe Biden, over his career, a very evil man. And one, and for the eve to spot in 2020, I believe his evil is just really coming out as far as 2021. He might make the spot of number 1 for 2021. But he says it is superfluous to even mention that Joe Biden belongs to the Clinton criminal cartel. He is as dirty as they come. Had Donald Trump been serious about wanting to drain the swamp, he would have dealt with Biden and Clinton years ago, and the whole 2020 election debacle would have never transpired. Trump has no one to blame but himself for what happened to him in November. I'm not going to go there. I thought we were talking about Joe Biden. But see, unfortunately, my brother in Christ, Chuck Baldwin, has a special place in his heart of hatred for Donald Trump, like some other people, which I'm not going to mention. And I love all these brothers in Christ, but I think they're somewhat deluded by looking at one of the layers of plausible deniability rather than getting to the root. And hey, that's just the way it is in the world these days. What can I say? So, and he goes on, we all know what Joe Biden's going to try to do this year. Whether it's going to happen, we will see. We should talk a little bit about that in the second hour of this broadcast. Well, let's just try to get through this list in the first one, and then maybe we can open it up for comments in the chat room and questions. Or yeah, because I don't think I'm taking calls. Anyway, so you saw how I handled that one. he says, I urge readers to get the book I co-authored with my attorney, son, To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns. And I'm in agreement. I am glad that we are the most armed nation on earth. I'm just hoping that those arms will be used appropriately when the appropriate time comes. Yeah. If there's way too much compliance out there with, or seemingly, because they do control the media for the most part. But as I said, I've said many times here, 2020 is their date. 2030 is their date, the 2030 agenda. That's when you won't even be able to get on the internet. I won't be able to do what I'm doing today after 2030. Pretty sure that's the way it's going to work, because you will have to have a biological scan or something. I'm sure we might find ways to work around that, but you probably won't even be able to get hooked up to the internet. They may disconnect you from the internet. Whatever they're doing in China, that's what they want to do here. I'm just praying that it doesn't come to that in this last bastion of liberty on earth. He says Christians must rise up against the oncoming assault against our Second Amendment liberties. To do anything less is to damn our children to a life of tyranny and oppression. I agree with that. So, anyway, now number eight, he says, Donald Trump, number eight. You know, I don't even think Donald Trump should make the list unless he is truly culpable, unless he was truly intended to do much more evil but held himself back from doing evil or something like that. I don't know, pretty bizarre. But anyway, he says, while many Christians and conservatives regard Donald Trump as almost a god, I wouldn't go that far. I think Donald Trump is more of a symbol. The good things that he stood for and ran on is that that's what it's really about to true Christians. It's not about Donald Trump. You know, all of us, come on, give us a little credit. I would say to David Knight, I would say this to, what's his name? Who am I talking? What's the guy's name that I'm talking about? Oh, Chuck Baldwin. That's the guy. Chuck Baldwin. I would say that to Chuck Baldwin. David Knight. I would say that to the guys over there at True News. Give us a little credit. We know that Donald Trump is a... We know what he is. What he was in his life. Can he change? Is there hope for a man like Donald Trump? Because if there isn't, then there's no hope for any of us. But anyway, let me read what he says about Donald Trump, his indictment against Donald Trump. As with every president since Donald Reagan, Donald Trump is a mass murderer and international war criminal. He dropped more bombs and murdered more innocent people than any of his predecessors during a first term. Okay, during a first term. That means that other people during their first term dropped less bombs. Okay, he cold-bloodedly murdered a foreign head of state, Iran's Qasem Soleimani. Throughout his entire presidency, Trump waged relentless war on Syria, Afghanistan, Somalia. He illegally seized and occupied Syria's oil fields. And he gave pardons to murderous war criminals. Okay, so that makes him number eight on the most 10 evil people on the planet in 2020, according to Chuck Baldwin. But I have this to say to Chuck Baldwin. Even if you were president, Chuck Baldwin, which I think would be a great blessing to our nation. Yeah. Even if you were president, the Antichrist has such a grip in Washington, D.C., that he would run roughshod over you at least, maybe nearly as well. And if he couldn't run roughshod as he did Donald Trump, the Antichrist, his shadow government, all of his coadjutors, everywhere that you can imagine that they are in Washington, D.C., and in all the governments of the world, and in the U.N., would have ran roughshod over you two. You would not have stood a chance. And maybe you would have stood up taller than Donald Trump. Maybe you would have resisted better than Donald Trump. And most likely you would have ended up in your grave. Like John F. Kennedy. And Abraham Lincoln. That's right. I don't think you can indict Donald Trump on Antichrist world policy, because the Antichrist does control the world. He does control, and we see that absolutely that he does, because even the President of the United States could not stand up against a obviously, relentlessly, in-your-face stolen election and get any traction whatsoever. And I don't know what they have on Donald Trump. What would they have on you? Well, perhaps, yeah, Donald Trump has done evil in his life and probably has some things in his past that the Antichrist and his shadow government know about that, you know, that could be used to blackmail him, to manipulate him. And I believe that I've seen time after time where Donald Trump was obviously being manipulated. Because he's not. He has not practiced the truth all his life. If, perchance, he has sometime in the last 4 or 5 years accepted Christ as his Savior, given his life to Christ as well as he could for a man with as many faults as he has, and especially with the past he has, yeah, easily. We are all easily manipulated. So I could not put Donald Trump on anywhere near the top 10 evil people in this country simply because he's run roughshod over. I believe his intention was one thing, and every time he moved to withdraw the United States and to put America first, which he was able to do a lot more of than any other president, and perhaps you, if you ran for president, but you wouldn't have a snowball's chance in hell of becoming president. Yeah. If they couldn't run roughshod over him and manipulate him, they would have just killed him. That's all there is to it. So I don't think Donald Trump belongs on the list. And then he has George Soros and Sheldon Adelson. Of course, now George Soros and these people, they should be up there with Bill Gates and all of the other oligarchs that rule the world together. And number 10, you know, he calls this the top 10 most evil people in 2020, but many of his numbers are groups of evil people, you know, because number 10 he has the U.S. Congress. Well, that's a lot of people. So, come on, Chuck Baldwin, you could do better, man. Hey, I love Chuck Baldwin. Don't get me wrong, I love the man. I appreciate him, but I think he needs to get beyond the delusion, the Zionist Jew delusion, and dig down a couple more layers and read some real history. Read F. Tupper Saucer's Rulers of Evil. Get my book. I'll give him a free copy of my book. Maybe I'll send him a copy of F. Tupper Saucer's Rulers of Evil too. I think I will. Okay. I guess that's a lot to discuss for the next hour, so I hope you all have some thoughts, some things to say, some comments or whatever. Otherwise, I'll just have to think up something else to say for the next hour. So we'll be back after a brief musical interlude and the news. Don't go anywhere.
First on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
American Family News, I'm Musty Pugh. Record cold continues to wreak havoc across parts of the South. Jeff Manasso with the latest.
There are winter storm warnings across over a dozen states, with freeze warnings from Mobile to Corpus Christi, where the power remains shuttered to millions across Texas.
We've been hit hard by nature this week. But we can't deny that some of this is a man-made disaster.
Houston's County Exec Judge Lina Hidalgo, Governor Greg Abbott also ordering an investigation into Texas energy company ERCOT. Amid the blackouts, at least 21 deaths reported in five states, from icy roads to fire to carbon monoxide poisoning, and the tornado Tuesday that slammed Brunswick County, North Carolina. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
As Americans wonder when they'll be able to get a COVID-19 vaccination, Joe Biden says some blacks and Hispanics are at a disadvantage because they don't know how to go online. Yes, he actually said that during a town hall event hosted by CNN.
Not everybody in the community, in the Hispanic and the African-American community, know how to get online to determine how to get in line for that COVID vaccination.
Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds says that is an outrageous, racist statement that assumes blacks and Hispanics aren't smart enough to use the Internet. But he says it's just the latest example of Biden putting his foot in his mouth when it comes to race issues, and it shows his true colors.
It's clear that, again, the president just sees it that, you know, black people or brown people simply don't have the same abilities to get on the Internet, or we don't know how. That's just simply not true. We figure it out all the time. We know how to get things done for our lives and for our families. So once again, this is the president putting his foot in his mouth again when it comes to people of color. Everybody's got questions. It's a tough situation, mainly because there's just not enough vaccine supply out there for all to meet all of the demands. That's what's going on. But to insinuate or to say that because somebody is black or somebody's Hispanic that they have less of an ability than somebody is white is just ridiculous. It's disgusting. The president should have never said it. And so, but once again, I'm going to tell you, the president has a history of doing these kinds of things. I know they tried to put that on the last president, but this president's got that problem too.
Planned Parenthood has created a new cash cow. Charlie Butts explains.
In 2015, Planned Parenthood began providing hormone therapy for transgender folks, many of them women, and many of those teenage girls. They are individuals suffering from gender dysphoria, mistakenly thinking that they should be the opposite gender. AFN spoke with Jim Sedlak of the American Life League and asked why the abortion conglomerate got into the trans business.
Planned Parenthood is a population control organization. It always has been. And the more females you can get to think that they're males, the better off you are in achieving population control. But the other reason is the money. Hormone replacement therapy is very, very expensive.
Planned Parenthood bills insurance companies but also places the girls on Medicaid, because the government agency only considers the girl's income and not that of the parents. Planned Parenthood explains the process to the girls and then puts the consent form in front of them.
And they sign the form, and as soon as they sign the form, Planned Parenthood can't be responsible for anything. It is the young girl who is responsible. And so Planned Parenthood is off the hook legally. They're getting tons and tons of money. And our children, especially our high school children, are under attack.
As an example, Sedlak cites Los Angeles schools. The abortion chain is opening offices in about 50 of the district schools and will have direct contact with students for contraception, abortion, and transgender hormone therapy. I'm Charlie Butts.
And the $600 stimulus checks got Americans shopping again after 3 months of declines. Retail sales soared, a seasonally adjusted 5.3% in January from the month before. The Commerce Department says it was the biggest increase since June and much larger than the 1% rise Wall Street analysts had expected. The $600 stimulus check sent out at the end of the year seems to have pushed people to buy furniture, clothing, and appliances. For American Family News, I'm Musty Pugh.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. And, well, I'm sure you heard it if you were listening to the news. If not, I'm sure you heard it anyway. What Joe Biden said about black and brown people being too stupid to go on the internet so they can line up to get the jab. I got some bad news for Joe Biden. Brown and black people are not stupid. See, they listened when Hank Aaron said, I'm going to get the jab and I'm going to prove to everybody that it's safe. And so he got the jab and he died within a couple weeks. And those brown and black people ain't stupid, Joe. It ain't because there's not enough vaccine out there. It's because people don't want to be experimented upon. You can't require us to take an experimental vaccine by any law. That goes against the Nuremberg Code, okay? We're not going to take it. I'm not going to take it. And no one can require it for anything. You know, even if you're in the military, you don't have to take the vaccine. Yeah, you still have to volunteer. When you line up for the jab, you're volunteering. They say get in line for a jab, you get in line for it, you're volunteering. Sorry, that's all there is to it. Let's see, guy in the chat room says, your argument is with Jesus Christ, not these losers. My argument? Oh, who can say they are without sin? Job tried, ultimately had to repent in dust and ashes. Okay. Don't understand what you're saying there exactly, but my argument is with Jesus, not these losers. I have no argument with Christ or these losers. You're referring to these people who don't get it, don't see the Antichrist because they're looking at some layer of plausible deniability. Or maybe they're coadjutors, and I don't know, but I'm just believing the best, okay? So I hope and believe it, because there's a lot of deluded people who don't know the truth and believe a lie out there. I have to admit, you know, that I have been deluded. I may even be deluded about some things right now, but I wouldn't know it, would I, if I'm under some delusion. Yeah. So anyway, I get it. Thank you for that anyway, and there in the chat room, guy. Wacky says, you're right about Chuck. So disappointed. Yeah, it is disappointing. I like True News. They cover a lot of good stuff. And it's nice when they're off of the Zionist Jewish rant. Yeah, so. But that's unfortunate when they're on it. Because they're just pointing at the wrong thing and giving the enemy more fodder to use against them. Okay, what else do we got today? Let's see. Peer review study exposes mass corruption at the CDC. Should we be surprised at all? No, we should not. I've got some other things here checked in my inbox that I need to look at. Let's see. That's that one. And you never know. Someone might actually try to call in. Your name and where you're calling from? You're on the air. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Yep. Here's another I wanted to talk about. A lot of questions. I had a broadcast. Someone said, will the Pope excommunicate Joe Biden? What do you think? Will the Antichrist excommunicate Joe Biden? You got right side broadcasting out there, and the right to life, and it's big under the banner of Catholicism here in the USA. And a lot of well-intentioned people, you know, standing up for the right to life and Catholics for the right to life and all that. The people I don't have a problem with. Their God over there in Rome, I do have a problem with that. And even God said that he had his, it says that in the Revelation, that his people are in the Antichrist church. Because you know what he says? He says, come out of her, my people. So that's what I would say to all these people that really believe that the papacy is against abortion, because they are not. And that should be obvious by now, but because of all, well, it's the papal Supreme Court of the United States. Yeah, it's a papal Supreme Court, sorry. But they voted for abortion, yeah. And they voted for same-sex marriage, and they made it law, yeah, ruled by court decree. You know, these guys that we didn't vote for, they get to make law for our country now, or decide if our laws are any good or not, or constitutional, which obviously these questions had nothing to do with the Constitution, can be found nowhere in it. There's no right to abortion or right to marry in the Constitution, because it has nothing to do with the Constitution. But, you know, what the Antichrist and his Supreme Court for the U.S. wants, that's what we're going to get. Yeah. And so will the Pope excommunicate Biden? No way. Will he excommunicate Nancy Pelosi? No way. They're doing his bidding in the United States, because the United States of America is his big prize. It's the big thing, the liberties that we enjoyed here. He doesn't want us to enjoy those liberties. He wants us under his thumb. And if he has to kill most of the population here in this country to get what he wants, well, he's got Bill Gates to help him. And all of the other idiots out there that are lining up to take this vaccine that's going to kill them, if not now, it's going to sterilize them or kill them in some years, or a few years down the road. And as DJOL.com says, that the population in the United States is due to drop by 2025 to 99 million. That's like a 70% drop in population here in the United States. And that would suit the Antichrist well. That would suit him well, because that's what he wants. Oh, he got his way in 2020. And with Joe Biden, his man, whom he will not excommunicate. Why would the Pope excommunicate Joe Biden, who is obviously doing his will? Obviously. And see, there's the signs. You cannot ignore what's going on. Look at every one of his adherents, or everyone that's walking in lockstep with him, belongs to him. I mean, he has men as pastors in Protestant churches. The Antichrist does. Not only does he have all the priests in the Catholic Church throughout the world, 2 billion plus strong, he has probably most of the pastors in the Protestant, evangelical, whatever you want to call them, churches. And of course, all of the apostate, you know, denominations are his. The Seventh-day Adventists, the Mormons, all of those, you know, that clearly have biblical problems. They belong to him too, because they all worship the same God, Satan. That's what Jesus said to the Pharisees of his day, you know, the guys who wear the little yarmulkes. Oh yeah, the Pope wears one of those too. So do all those bishops. You know, why do you think they wear that? Yeah, they are the Antichrist Church of the Ages. So will the Pope excommunicate Biden? Never. Speaking of the Pope, look who popped up over here. Yeah, never, never. Yeah, he loves everything Biden's doing. He is for everything Biden is for. Marxist communism, totalitarian dictatorship, marriage, you can marry your goat as far as he's concerned. He doesn't care. Just so you're not a true Bible-believing Christian, then he has a problem with you. Then you need to be excommunicated. But hey, there's no way that the Pope will ever excommunicate Joe Biden or any other of his loyal Catholics in the government in America. And note, he hated and hates Donald Trump. worked very hard to get him out of office. You did hear that, those vote tallies before they came back to the USA, they went through the Vatican. That's a conspiracy. I'm sorry. Here I am repeating conspiracy theories. Don't believe a word I say. This is the conspiracy theory show. Being exposed. We expose conspiracy theories here. And we decide whether they're theories or whether they're merely theories or is there something behind them. We should all decide for ourselves, yeah. Fact check that. Yeah, well, I know I'm going to be. I'm not going to be on YouTube forever, so. Already know that. They've already deleted videos. I've already got strikes, hate speech strikes against me. Can you imagine me speaking hate speech? But that's what our strikes are on First Amendment Radio. They're hate speech. That's right. So we'll be gone soon from there. Not that it matters, but you know, hey, if they have it open, I'm going to use it. Until they close it. And then I won't use it anymore because I'm fishing here, you know, and I'll fish in their pond as long as they let me. Yeah, that's the way I've got to look at it. Okay, let's see. What else do we have here? Okay. Oh, yes. Someone emailed me about 2025. I guess that was a question about 2025. If the six-day creation represents 6,000 years, at the seventh day of rest, and the seventh day of rest represents the Christ's millennial reign, why is that not specifically stated? And I guess a complete question is, why isn't that specifically stated in the Bible? I kind of like complete sentences. Well, I think I answer pretty much everything in this book here. I don't think I've answered this question many times. I'll say it's not explicitly stated in the Bible, but it is. It is supported by the Bible. It can't be excluded by the Bible. I'll go that far as saying that. And the next question, why did the disciples not know this? Well, I would have to know that the disciples didn't know that to even go near that question, because they may have known it. And they may not have. I don't know. Jesus didn't talk about it much. Jesus didn't make any statement that would positively support the idea. And why did Paul have to talk about the delay in his return? I would need a scriptural reference for that, so I don't know whether I can do. He says, it really looks like nobody knew this. Well, that's not true. Phariseeism, first century Pharisees specifically believed it. First Advent Pharisees specifically declared it. The first 6,000 years, and then the 7,000 year would be the reign of the Messiah. They specifically believed it, knew it, and Paul would have known this as a Pharisee. And I do have a quote in my book about that from Phariseeism of the first century or pre-first century writings. So they did believe it. It wasn't Kabbalistic a belief. It was a belief based upon Bible. And, well, it certainly has to be conjectured out of the Bible. So I can't say it's positively. But here, I'll make you a deal. Anyone who questions this, 2055 is what I've calculated. And if you go to my website, you'll see at the top, there's a post, what year is it? And of course, the question is, what year is it from creation? And we've determined there's 35 years left before the sixth millennium ends, the year 6000. And the year 6001, the seventh millennium, begins about the year 2055. So if it comes, and I say give or take a year, so if it comes to 2060 and Jesus hasn't come yet, then I'll admit I was wrong. Okay? Got a deal. But until then, I believe there's enough support. If you read my book, you'll see that there's enough support to hold pretty fast to that idea as something that has a lot of weight behind it. Okay? See, I'm not saying it's absolutely true. But if it comes to 2060 and Jesus hasn't returned and begun his millennial reign, then I'll become an amillennial or a postmillennialist. Most likely an amillennialist, because post obviously isn't true, unless something changes rapidly between now and then, but I don't see that ever happening. Plus, I don't see any way that I can support postmillennialism. That is, that the church, not Christ returning, but the church will rule for the last 1,000 years. But it also says that the great day of God Almighty, that is Christ's return, is preceded by this three frog era in preparation. And it's not a good era. That's the era we're in now, that three spirits like frog era going about the earth to pretty much sort people out and to make it plain as day who stands where. What do you think? Is it becoming pretty plain as day who stands where and for what on this day? You think God's going to have any problem sorting people out when he returns? Yeah, I don't think so. So, and why did Paul have to talk about the delay in his return? I don't remember Paul talking about the delay in his return. So, like I said, I'd need a specific verse for that. But anyway, I have to think about that more. Maybe I could write an article on it or something, yeah, more than I've done. But I like to spend more time on what the Bible specifically says as opposed to what it seems to say. You know, I do rest on that somewhat, but it doesn't matter, see, because we're all coming to the day of our reckoning. Because most of us here will die before Christ returns, as all people throughout history have done. The day of God for them, the day of Christ Almighty, the judgment for Christians is before they die. When we accept Christ, the elect are judged, not guilty by the blood of Christ. So we've already been judged if we are his. But if we are not his, then when our mortal existence comes to its termination, then we will appear at the second resurrection specified in chapter 20 of the Revelation, and you will be judged then. It'd be better to be judged now and found not guilty, not by our own merit, because we are all guilty, but by the blood of Christ covering our sins, by faith entering into his death and resurrection. That's what the gospel is all about. If you don't get that, you get nothing. You die in your sin and you lose everything for eternity. If you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, and his blood covers your sin by faith, you become part of the elect, one of his holy nation, walking the repentance road, crucifying the deeds of the flesh. That's the evidence. You're walking that repentance road. You're crucifying the deeds of the flesh. You are repenting. And through that, changing your mind to be conformed to the image of his only begotten Son. That's what the gospel is. Then, when your mortal demise comes, you rise from the dead and you join Christ at the first resurrection. When he returns, you return with him. Yay! See, that's the gospel prize. That's what I'm after. So it's likely, I'm not going to make it to 2060. I say all that in jest because I'm too old to live that long. I mean, it's possible to in 2060, to be 26. I'd have to be 107 in 2060. Yeah. So I'd have to live to be 107. I'm not sure I want to live that long unless I can do what I'm doing now and preach the gospel and get up every morning and serve my Lord. I have nothing else to live for. I can't accumulate wealth and stuff and power, and none of that means anything because you lose it all anyway. Bill Gates, all those 10 evil people that we supposedly enumerated in the first hour, they're going to lose everything, you know? It's only if you have Christ can you sow into his kingdom that is beyond the grave. That's all I can do in this life. That's the only thing that has any value, is what I do for Christ. Everything else is dung. Worthless. Belongs in the junkyard. Everything else I have, it's all going to end up in a trash heap. It's going to burn up. But will I have a place in the new heaven and new earth beyond the millennium? Yes, if I belong to him. See, that's the gospel prize. All of the promises of God to his elect are yours if you are his. If you are not his, if your treasure is not beyond the grave, then you'll die with your treasure. That's all. And you will be lost for eternity. You will have nothing. Man, there's nothing more important. I mean, I'd be begging God for mercy if I wasn't his elect, because I begged him for mercy. I pleaded with him. Please, I need to be one of your elect. What else have I got? You know, it's like Peter when all of those disciples, Jesus said, you know, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, he was speaking spiritual there. Yeah, of course. It wasn't a cannibal cult. Okay. He said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part of me. You go, man, that's a hard saying, Jesus. People were walking away. Peter goes, man, that's a hard saying, Lord. Jesus looks at him. He says, are you going to leave too? Peter said, I say, where would I go? You have the words of life. That's what Peter said. You have the words of life. Where else would I go? You can say anything you want. You can verbalize the kingdom in any way you desire. I will eat your flesh and drink your blood. I want my sins covered by your blood, because it's the only way. There is no other way. I can't pay for my own sins and escape death. I could pay for my own sins. You can pay for your own sins too. But see, that's problematic, because the price is death forever. There's no rising from the dead and paying for your own sins. It's problematic. Now, if Jesus pays for your sins, because he never sinned, you will rise from the dead like he did. You will be a partaker of his death and resurrection. Okay, you're listening to Across the Border. My website, nicholasarthur.wordpress.com or nicholasarthur, nicholasarthur.info or crosstheborder.org. Go there and follow. I'll be back in a few minutes.
We're in a battle weary nation, full of wounded and weary souls. They cross the desire to win the fight. They're just praying it won't be long. With their weakened hearts on a holy cause,
hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates.
If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for Missionary Radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our Listen and Schedule pages on the Internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen, there's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and to our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today, so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. This is a Prophecy Reality Edition. And there's my summary chart, as you can see right there. 2055 is about the year that I say. Let's see. Guy seems to be my antagonist in the chat room here today. He says, Harold Camping missed it in 1994, then excuse it, then did it all over again, that Christ would return in such and such a year. You must extend it into the future. You just extended it into the future. It's referred to as heresy in the scriptures. Thanks a lot, man. No, look, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying if it's true, okay? I'm saying that's not absolutely true. The scripture seems to say that. You know, I know the difference between what is conjecture and what is explicit in the scripture, and I hope to draw those lines clearly. Okay, now I hold to it. I believe that it's true. I hope that it's true. And we're coming up on 6,000 years, about 2055. So if it is true, and if my, you know, you got two suppositions, and we've determined our calendar correctly, maybe you could do a better job. I put it out there for many, many years. I got made some adjustments to it, because there's a lot of comments. If you go to that post, you can read all the comments yourselves and see where people suggested or noted inconsistencies or whatever, and they were corrected. So, but it's pretty much have not been able to find any corrections for it in the last 5 or 6 years. And believe me, I'm still looking at it. People are still challenging things, and I'm still, you know, because I want the truth. That's what I'm after, man. So I'm not saying. So 6,000 years is a good time scale. That is all he says. Okay, can't confirm or deny it's the same thing. Yeah, well, no, it's not the same thing. The dispensationalists say it's true. They say the 70th week of Daniel is juxtaposed off into the future. That's only speculation, and they have to ignore the fact that there was a week or 7 years that did follow upon Christ's revelation the first time and his first appearance. There were 7 years that actually followed the 69th week, so they would have been really the 70th week. So that's not the same thing, man. It's, you know, give me a break, at least. Because you're saying, well, if we say anything about the future, that now that's apostasy. Well, that's not a good measure of apostasy. Has nothing, being wrong about prophecy does not make you an apostate. That's a whole different realm of things, okay? Because you can still have a true theology and a true belief in Christ and what he did for us and be saved. But you don't have to be right about the future. God forbid. The Bible says certain things, and I believe all the promises of God. Does that make me apostate because they're out in the future? Well, by no means. And that's all I'm saying. You know, I think I make a good case. You may see it in the scripture and you may not. And it doesn't matter. Your salvation doesn't depend on you believing in a 6,000-year timeline and before the millennium of Christ. I'm saying it's possible because we haven't had 6,000. We're coming up on 6,000 years. It's a good possibility. And I'm not the first one to believe it, but it has been believed for thousands of years, certainly before the Hebrews believed in it. The Pharisees wrote about it. Okay, they believed it. Now, unfortunately, many thought that Christ was returning in the first and second century and actually believed. Heresy, apostasy. What's the difference? Or are you saying hearsay? Yeah, pretty much the same thing. Apostasy, heresy. It's pretty much the same thing as in my book. They're pretty synonymous. So, okay. But yeah, I could be wrong about that. And that's what I say. I absolutely admit that. I could be wrong. And when 2060 comes, I'll admit it. Until then, I think there's a pretty good chance that that may be a correct assumption or something that we can hold on to. And it really doesn't matter because it's unlikely that I'll live that long. Perhaps you're a young man and you're 25 years old or something, and you obviously will live that long, most likely. But hey, tomorrow is not even promised to us. But anyway, I'm going to get off that now. That's enough about that, because I really can't say any more about it. Maybe I'll do a study on it and see if I can come up with more. Maybe I'll change my mind if I look into it deeper. Who knows? I might. We'll see. I could become an amillennialist. I tried. Didn't work. Because, you know, I have to go with the scripture on that one. Yeah. Oh, anyway, what are we going to do? How are we going to change this thing? Can we come back from the abyss? Well, I have some articles here. See, Donald Trump trashes Mitch McConnell. Okay, and this is all over the mainstream news. Donald Trump batches Mitch McConnell after Kentuckian minority leader. Yes, in a lengthy statement, all that stuff. So, you know, Mitch McConnell, his family fortune relies on the Chinese, the CCP. So, I mean, it's so obvious. I don't know why that's not being broadcast more. Everyone who's aligned with the CCP, because the CCP is where the Antichrist has more control. I mean, the more totalitarian, the more the Antichrist and the shadow government are in control. Yeah, that's, you can pretty much count on that, because Marxist communism was introduced into all those countries through Jesuit coadjutors, at least, if not directly through the Jesuit army, the shadow government that rules for the Antichrist. They're his main coadjutors in the world to do his will and to overthrow governments, because he wants to totally overthrow them so that he can control them. Get them nowhere near the Bible, but we now have a country over there with, what, 1.4 billion people, China, with 300 million Christians. That's the biggest threat in China right now, is the Christians. That's why there's a war on true Bible-believing Christians in China right now. Yeah, you don't see the Catholic Church standing up for that, do you? Yeah. Well, there are Catholics that are being persecuted throughout the world too. There's no doubt about that, because God says He has people in that apostate church. Okay, so, and He calls them to come out. So I pray for them to wake up from their delusion and to come out. All His people to come out of that church, that they be not partakers of the judgments that are coming or and have come on in the past. We've gone through the history, through the historicist history of the Bible, the Revelation. If you've read E.B. Eliot's Hoary Apocalyptica, it becomes quite clear what's going on and how it lines up with Scripture. And I suggest everyone go to HoaryApocalyptica.wordpress.com. There we have the entire Hoary Apocalyptica published. Some of the appendices are not published, but there it is in our quincentennial Reformation edition there at jorgeapocalyptica.wordpress.com. You can find a link to that on my website too, crosstheborder.org. And as I was saying before I went into the break, go to my website, crosstheborder.org. Make sure you press the follow button there and spread those articles. There's a lot of good articles there. Go ahead and share those with your friends on your social media or by me, email, or however. I would appreciate that. Would be helpful because this is like one of the most unpopular broadcasts on the planet. Can you actually believe that there are people that get less views than me? It's hard to believe, isn't it? But I'm happy with that. I have good friends that are pastors that don't get as many people, that don't have as much influence as I have. They have fewer people listening to them in their congregations than I have on the internet, obviously. So I can't complain, you know. If this is what the Almighty has for me to do for Him, then I'm going to do it. Fallible man that I am, guy in the chat room. Fallible man that I am. I can serve God. He's not worried about it. His purpose will be fulfilled, and everyone. He says, heresy is mistaken. Apostasy is willful lying against the Holy Spirit. Willful lying against the Holy Spirit? Is it willful? Yeah, that's a pretty strict definition there, but I'll have to look into that. I have to make a note of that later. Of course, it's going to roll off the chat room, and I'm going to forget all about it with everything else I have to do. But heresy and apostasy, yeah. That's what I don't like about my chat room, is it doesn't save the whole chat. Maybe I'll have to get a chat room that does it differently or figure out how to do it differently. But I'm not really that good of a tech guy. Yeah. Joe Biden thinks white people are smarter than black and brown people on internet stuff, but I'd have to argue, you know. I'm not that smart, especially when it comes to the internet. I don't know how to update my web page. and go on WordPress. They do it all for you. But yeah, doing HTML and all that CSS stuff is all very complicated. Trying to update my page, I'm going, I just don't get this. And I don't have money, you know, I don't have a lot of money to pay thousands of people to pay someone else just to, you know, keep all my website stuff updated. If anybody out there smarter than me knows how to to update my website, because Google sends me messages once in a while saying, hey, your website doesn't work on devices. We're just letting you know that. I don't know why they let me know it, but they do. You need to update your website so it works. I guess they're just Googling, sending out their bots to see whose websites don't comply so that they don't get on devices. So I'm trying to do so. I'm trying to learn stuff, but like I said, I already have way, way, way too much on my plate. I need a web guy. A web developer person. First Amendment Radio does really bad. Yeah, that's obvious. Tom Press is the least popular broadcast, not yours. And that's your doing. Oh, geez, another arrow from Guy. It's my doing? Why is it my doing? Hey, Tom is even more popular than I am, even now after he's quit. Yeah, he's still more popular than I am. So I wouldn't say that. I love Tom. I wish he could come back. I don't know if he can or not. He's not talking with me anymore. He doesn't answer his emails. And I don't think he's dead yet. So I haven't seen him in the death records. So, because I have to wonder, is he still alive? I know he was in pretty poor health before he left First Amendment Radio. I can't imagine his health is better, but I wish he was still here carrying on and doing what he was doing before, because there's no reason why he couldn't, as far as I know. But hey, God has his season for everybody, so I'm not going to take any blame or for anything that someone else decides to do or not do. Everyone makes their own choices. Okay, I will not allow certain things on my broadcast or on First Amendment Radio. I will not allow what I know to be heresy and apostasy on the air here. Okay, well, let's try this. Your name and where you're calling from. Yeah, this is the only guy that ever calls me. The guy that doesn't know how to move his lips and speak. So, I could just get rid of this phone altogether. What do I need a phone for? I don't know. Does First Amendment Radio really need a phone? Yeah. So, no, I got Tom Fress beat at the least popular broadcast on First Amendment Radio. But we are shadow banned, obviously. So, I guess it'll be no great loss to the internet when we and every one of our ilk is taken off. Yes, that's right. You can't pigeonhole the Most High. Well, but you can count on him to do what he said he's going to do. That's all I'm counting on. Him to do what he said he's going to do. But anyway, we got some time to turn this thing around. Trump and McConnell are having a Donald Trump ripped Mitch McConnell. Will he come back? Will he start having rallies again? Will tens of thousands of people show up for them? It could happen. I don't know. What will the Antichrist allow? You know. What can he do? You know. These are questions. So I pray for the truth to prevail. I pray for America not to topple. I pray for us to have at least to be equal, the truth to be equal, on par with the lies in America, for us to not be overtaken completely by the lies in America before Christ returns. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. We may have to pay the price of our lives for the truth, for our faith in Christ before he returns. All of these things, yeah, could happen. Our duty is to be obedient to him, to our master, the one we've given our lives to. We are not our own. We belong to him. If you've given your life to him, then you are not your own. You belong to Christ. And we need to start acting like we belong to him. That's right. Because when it comes time to lay down your life for the truth, well, you know what's going to happen the minute after you're dead. You're going to be with him, and you're going to return with him for the millennial reign. You'll be in the resurrection when he returns, all his saints with him. That's what the scripture says. I believe that. And I will. I don't like to use crude phrases like pigeonhole. You can't pigeonhole God, but you can believe in his word. If he said he will do something, then he will do it. If he made promises, then I'm going to believe in all the promises. I'm not going to take ridicule because I believe in God's word and because I don't believe the same way that someone else does. They differ on a belief that we may differ on without calling each other heretics or apostates. Yeah. Because you don't agree with me, I'm not going to call you a heretic or an apostate. Unless you are, of course. Unless you say, well, I'm going to be saved by works or I don't need the blood of Christ. Well, then yeah, that's definitely heretical apostasy. And I'll call that out. But as far as I know, I'm not accusing anybody of that, especially those that are listening to this broadcast, and especially those that simply disagree with me on matters of prophecy, even if they're wrong, which sometimes they clearly are, and sometimes it could be debatable, okay? And I'm willing to debate and change my mind if I can be convinced by the Word of God. And I think we should all stand that way. As far as what we should do about the politics in America, I think that we need to change the only life that we can change, and that is our own. And that's the most important thing that we can do. And then after that, if God calls you to do something else, then we need to do that. But I believe that before you can count on an election, we have to address the security of the election's problem out there. And the voting thing, because obviously I believe in the state where I'm at that they've been stealing the election for decades. And that's why California went the way it has gone. The fact that California may be a pure democracy, but I have evidence of otherwise, because before the Supreme Court overthrew, biblical marriage and added to marriage, marriage between any form of human beings, whatever, there was a vote in California, and it was overwhelming, wide majority voted against same-sex marriage. And that was just a few years before the Obergefell Antichrist Supreme Court ruling. Several years before that, the majority of voters in California voted against it. So I think that indicates to me that they've been stealing the elections in California a lot longer than they've been stealing them on the national scene, and a lot longer on the national scene than most people believe. I believe they attempted to steal it in 2016, but they were overwhelmed by what Trump stood for and his popularity, and that they had to blatantly and obviously cheat in 2020. So obvious that it's undeniable by anyone who will take a look and see what is so obvious. And those that will not even look, well, those are the deluded ones. Those that believe that the mRNA is actually a vaccine when it is not. It is only called a vaccine, you know. If you call something what it is not, does it make it that? Well, in a lot of people's eyes, it does, because they don't question anything. They believe whatever they're told. They are deluded. And there is great delusion today over all the earth, even in the church. I accept that as a fact. There is great delusion everywhere. I've been deluded about a lot of things in my past, and will likely be deluded about some things in the future moving forward. But I hope less and less, because I don't want to be deluded. I'm willing to look at the facts and critically examine things and make a decision after a critical analysis. That's all it takes for those that love the truth to, you know, a due diligence and critical analysis, and the truth can be found by those that love the truth. But if you don't love the truth, you know, we go back to our scripture verse here. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's the true problem. They have pleasure in unrighteousness. They don't want to repent. They don't want to change their mind about their sin. They would rather have the beast give them license to sin. And the beast is willing to comply. Well, may the Almighty bless you and keep you as you walk on the narrow way that leads to life. We'll see you next time.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the Third Temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn, the Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a re-established Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13?